Roger Lunchbug to Manchester United today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest, and I'm here with The Moose for another episode of the Spanish La Liga footballpredictions.net podcast, covering matches from the 8th to the 10th of March 2025. And you can see the details for all the matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on the clickable links in the description. It takes you to footballpredictions.net, where you can see the fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world.
Yes, and on our website, it will show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, across video streaming services, as well as match odds from local bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable links to all of the matches we're about to discuss. If you're streaming any matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus gamble aware.
Yes, and the first one here is Celta Vigo, who are in 10th on the table, taking on Leganés in 16th, and it's on Saturday, the 8th of March at 1 p.m. UK time. Go to the link in the description of this podcast, and you'll be able to see via footballpredictions.net your local kickoff time, betting odds, and broadcast streaming options available in your area. And this one, you can stream on Bet365, and just to qualify for that, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Use bonus code FP365 when you sign up. Now, Moose, we've had a rare thing happen. We had a Leganés win.
We did have a Leganés win, and by saying that, I had just prepared to talk about Celta Vigo, but let's start with the away team, Leganés, because they did indeed win last weekend. They won 1-0 at home to Getafe. We did predict like a low-scoring game, and it was indeed really low-scoring until the very end, because that Leganés goal came in the 92nd minute. It was a very good time to score the goal, and they went on to win 1-0. We had under 2.5, like I said, as our main prediction for that one. But yeah, prior to that, no Leganés win in 5, so it's a good win. It was a home, though, for Leganés, and it is at home that Leganés has picked up most of their points this season. Bizarrely, Leganés has won away win all season. That was at Barcelona, we're number one in La Liga. So it's not that Leganés can't win away from home, but yeah, what a win they had there at Barcelona. But yeah, overall, the form doesn't look too great, and they do also at times struggle for goals, because apart from that 3-3 home draw against Deportivo Alavés before the Getafe game, Leganés had not scored in the other four games surrounding them, and away from home, they've now not scored in the last three matches. That includes a 3-0 defeat at Sociedad, 2-0 defeat at Valencia, and a 0-0 draw at Athletic Bilbao. So yeah, struggling for goals away from home, and that's going to be a key issue here against a Celta Vigo side who's picked up a little bit of form of late. Unbeaten in the last four matches now, just one defeat in 6. That was away to Valencia, but we focus on the most recent games. Last weekend, a good 2-2 draw away to Girona, and then they had a home win of 1-0 against Osasuna, and guess what? We had a correct score prediction on that one. We predicted Celta Vigo to beat Osasuna 1-0, and in general, Celta Vigo is looking really good at home. They've won 4 out of the last 5, just one defeat in between. That was at home to Bilbao. But in general, if we do look at the 3 home defeats that Celta Vigo have this season, that was against Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid, and Athletic Bilbao. So we're talking about 3 of the top 4 sides there. They got a draw against Barcelona, and they got a draw against Girona, but the rest were wins. So they have now 8 wins at home. Celta Vigo do struggle against some of the bigger teams, but Leganés in 16th, they are probably falling into that pot of teams that Celta Vigo will fancy themselves against.
Yeah, and Leganés have been scored against in 5 out of the last 6, haven't they? Leaking 12 goals along the way, so they've got some room for improvement in terms of their defence, but they're without an away win for the last 4 matches in the league. So Celta Vigo just have a nice upturn of home form as well, having won their last, or not being beaten in their last 2, I should say. So, yeah, we think that they should be able to get squeeze the home win. But we're going for our tip for this one is actually under 2.5 goals. And the odds there are 1.8. But for a full-time result prediction, we do believe it'll be a Celta Vigo win. Odds there are 1.57 at the moment. And for our correct score prediction, we've gone for a 2-0. It's a comprehensive controlled win, 2-0. And the odds for that are 7 or 6-1 in fractional. Just so you know, the odds on a draw are 3.8 for this game and 6.5 for a Leganés victory, which probably seems unlikely in our view. Next up, we have got Alaves, who are 19th down there, right at the bottom, near the bottom, taking on Villarreal, who are 5th. And it's on Saturday, the 8th of March. It's 3:15 in the afternoon, UK time, that is. And, of course, see the link in the description. You'll be able to see your local kickoff time betting odds and broadcast streaming channels for the game. It is broadcast, live streamed on Bet365, I should say. To qualify for that, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. And when you join, use the bonus code FP365. Now, I can only see wins and draws for Villarreal, but it's only been draws and losses, unfortunately, for Alaves.
Yeah, we can start with the home team, Alaves, because their poor form continues. They have just 2 wins from the last 20 games. Bizarrely, they won 3 from their first 6, and were looking fairly okay at the beginning of the season. But yeah, just 2 wins from 20. That means they're now sitting in 19th. But they are just 1 point from Las Palmas in 17th, which is just above the relegation zone. So they're still somehow in it. If we look at their last results combined with our predictions, we've actually looked really, really good on Alaves. Last weekend, our main prediction was under 2.5 goals at Mallorca. That ended 1-1. We also had under 2.5 goals at home to Espanyol. That ended 1-0 Espanyol. We had score draw at Leganés. It ended 3-3. And then we had another under 2.5 goal prediction against Getafe. That ended 1-0 Getafe. And then we had the outcome correct at Barcelona. That ended 1-0. And then we had a correct score at home to Celta Vigo, 1-1. So on the Alaves side, look at the goals market. We've been looking really, really good on predicting the goals. And a couple of draws in between there, so a few good selections. Now, Villarreal, different story. No defeat from the last 6 games, and they've had quite a few solid results along the way. Once again, our predictions have looked pretty solid on Villarreal. And let's start with last weekend, because at Rayo Vallecano, we predicted Villarreal to win 1-0, and they won 1-0 in that game. At home to Valencia, we had under 2.5 goals as our main prediction. That was Villarreal's last home game. That ended 1-1. We predicted them to beat Las Palmas away. We also predicted them to beat Valladolid at home. And they did exactly that, combined with both teams' score prediction at Atletico and a win at home to Mallorca. So overall, on both of these teams, wow, our predictions have looked really, really good. But yeah, going into this game, it's going to be an interesting one. Because like we just said, Alaves struggling for form, Villarreal looking quite good, but are struggling a little bit away from home. They have got a couple of wins against Vallecano and Las Palmas in the last 2. We predicted narrow wins in those. They beat both by one with a 1-goal margin, 1-0, like we said last weekend. But then they had 1-1 away to Atletico, good draw, lost 1-0 away to Sociedad. So yeah, going into this game, it's going to be probably more tight than most punters would think compared on form.
Yeah, I think Alaves haven't been playing that badly, but they just can't seem to get the luck and get the goals when they need them to actually win games. They've had quite a few draws and they can score. So we actually like both teams to score prediction for this one. Odds there currently are 1.8, but you might be more interested in our tip for this, which is a draw, because the odds there are 3.25. And we do see a lot of draws recently from Alaves, and Villarreal have had a couple. I know they've had some wins, but they've had a couple of draws as well. Being at Alaves, yeah, we're opting for a draw, and the correct score we've gone for is a 1-1 game. Odds you can only get at 6, 5-1 for a 1-1 draw. So kind of shows the bookies might be thinking along the same lines. In fact, just looking at those odds at the moment for the win-draw-win, Alavés 3.1, a draw 3.25, and Villarreal 2.38. So they've got Villarreal as slight favourites. But yeah, we like the look of this one being, having the points shared right down the middle. And hopefully we can. I mean, two out of the last three head-to-heads between Alavés and Villarreal have been draws, and they've been 1-1s actually. So yeah, if we can get one of those again, it will be pretty good. Next up, we have got Valencia, who are, this is a real bottom of the table clash, 18th, taking Real Valladolid, who are in 20th. We've got to get the pronunciation right here. It's Saturday, the 8th of March, 5:30 p.m. UK time kickoff, and check the link in the description. You'll be able to find out your local kickoff time, odds, and streaming channels. It's available to stream on Bet365 to watch it. All you got to do to qualify is to have a funded account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Sign up with bonus code FP365. Now, this is another interesting one because Valladolid, who I can now say properly, have been struggling, but they did manage to grab a draw. Whereas Valencia, also struggling, it's hard to know what to make of this one, isn't it?
Yes, but to be honest, if we look at Valencia, especially at home, they have been looking much, much better of late. They are now on par with Las Palmas in 17th, and with Valencia in 18th, going into this game, they could play themselves out of the relegation zone. In fact, they could go above Leganés and Espanyol on goal difference. So, and that's not good news for Espanyol and Leganés, by the way, because that will drag them right into that relegation battle, which, to be fair, they're still part of when you're only 3 points above. If we do look at Valencia's most recent form, they had two wins all season up until the 19th of January. And then over the last seven matches, Valencia has managed to pick up three wins. Has to be said, all wins this season for Valencia has been at home. So just bear that in mind. The last game, though, was quite a heavy home defeat to Atletico Madrid. But you'll probably take that as long as they can beat teams that are surrounding them in the league. Last weekend ended with a 3-3 draw at Osasuna. They had then had that defeat at home to Atletico Madrid, but then a 1-1 draw away to Villarreal before two home wins against Leganés and Celta Vigo. So, yeah, overall, Valencia is actually looking in pretty good form. He's starting to pick up wins now as well, which is obviously key to their survival bid. And if we look on the other side, Real Valladolid, they are not in such a great form. They did pick up a point against Las Palmas, but let's be honest, Las Palmas is also down at the bottom. And it was an away game from Las Palmas' perspective, so probably a point that Valladolid could just about manage. Away from home, Valladolid has just 3 points all season. That came in an away win at Alavés. All the remaining games, a total of 12 away games, have ended in defeats. And their last time out, we did predict a heavy defeat for Valladolid at Athletic Bilbao, because we had Bilbao to win and over 2.5 goals. It ended 7-1 to Bilbao. So yeah, Valladolid at away from home, terrible away form, going into this game against Valencia team, who's picking up form, looking fairly decent at home. It's going to be really, really tricky for Valladolid to pick anything from this one.
Yes, and for this one, we think there's going to be probably a few goals in it. And looking at Valencia, they tend to be involved in one way or another, at one end of it, games with lots of goals. In the last six, there have been 21 goals scored between both sides. So that's an average of 3.5 goals per game. Valencia have scored 8 of those, which is not that many. But we have a feeling that they may have a nice home win for this one. Valladolid haven't beaten Valencia in games away from home in the last seven matches in the league, and haven't won at all any away games in the league for the last eight. So pretty terrible run of away form for them. And we think it's going to be reflected here. So we're going to go for an over 2.5 goals tip for this one. And the odds you can get there aren't too bad. 2.1, that's what we're going for this one. For a full-time result prediction, it doesn't take a genius to work out that we think Valencia will win. Odds there are currently 1.38, so not great. They're odds on favourites. But here's the interesting one. We've gone for a 3-0 home win. The odds for that are 8 or 7 to 1 in fractional. Just so you know, the other odds for this one, a draw 4.5 and Bayadoyeth win can be had for 9.5. So if they fluked a win and you had money on that, you'd be quite happy. But I'll say fluked. I mean, they have to work hard to get it. But we think it'll be a home victory and fairly comfortably as well. Next up, we have got league leaders Barcelona, who are taking on Osasuna, who are in 11th, and it's on Saturday this one, 8th of March, 8 p.m. kickoff in the UK. And of course, check the link in the description. It'll take you to your local kickoff time, odds and broadcast streaming options available in your area. You can watch it streamed on Bet365. And to qualify for that, all you need is funds in your account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Sign up with the bonus code FP365. Now, Barcelona, just keep rolling.
Yes, they overcame that dodgy patch that they had sort of midway through the season, because they did have a patch there from November till mid-January with just one win from 8 matches. But then they had that 7-1 win at home to Valencia, which meant that they have now gone on a run of 6 straight wins in a row in the Liga, plus qualifying in the Champions League, where they midweek played at Benfica. They beat Benfica 1-0 away from home and are looking very good prior to the return leg at home, of course. In between, there was a really incredible game, a 4-0 draw in the Copa del Rey. Now, that was the first of 2 legs as well. That would be a bit of a tricky one for Barcelona away from home. But yeah, let's focus on the Liga. Now, six wins in a row and quite a few big wins in between. Last weekend, it ended with a 4-0 win at home to Real Sociedad. And in the last away game, 2-0 away to Las Palmas. At home, Barcelona has been... they have been cruising. Like, when they do win, they win big, like 4-0. They had 7-1 against Valencia early in the season, 5-1 against Sevilla, and 7-0 against Valladolid. But they do also have games where they struggle. They had a 1-0 win against Vallecano and a 1-0 win against Alaves. And they had 3 defeats in a row late November and December against Las Palmas, Leganés, and Atletico Madrid. But once again, Barcelona has picked up form. 4 wins in a row now at home before going into this game against an Osasuna team that, let's be honest, are in terrible form. Although they've only lost 4 from the last 10, they've only managed 1 win, and they have really been struggling for goals, maybe apart from last weekend. That ended a 3-0 draw at home to Valencia, but prior to that, they had scored an average of less than 1 goal over the past 10 matches. Struggling for goals, even though they do tend to get at least one or not score. Away from home, Osasuna's picked up just 1 win all season, not 1 in the last 7. I do tend to struggle away from home against the better teams in the league. Lost 4-0 at Real Madrid earlier in the season, and their last away game. They lost 1-0 at Celta Vigo. We predicted that down to the correct score. We had 1-0 Celta Vigo in that game. But yeah, let's not beat around the bush. I think let's combine Osasuna's form, put it up against Barcelona, and I think we all know what the prediction might be for this one.
Yeah, I mean, Osasuna, to compound that, haven't won away from home in their last 7 league games. And Barcelona haven't been beaten in the last 4 home league matches as well. Yeah, we think they're going to win. But to get a bit better odds than just a Barcelona win, which are, by the way, 1.22, you can get both teams to score on this one, which is what we like. A bit better value, you can get that at 1.67. So both teams to score is our tip for this one. And we have gone for a correct score of 3-1 to the home side, and you can get pretty decent odds for that, actually, of 10. So 9-1 in fractional. And just telling you the odds for the other markets, win, draw, win, 1.22, like I said, for Barcelona to win. 7 for a draw, pretty big, but even bigger, 11 for an Osasuna win. Stranger things have happened. Barcelona are kind of cruising, but yeah, sometimes even when you're cruising, you can miss a beat. So we'll see what happens. But we feel it's going to be a 3-1 home win. Moving on to our summary matches. Getafe in 14th, taking on Atletico Madrid, who are up in 2nd. And it's on Sunday, the 9th of March. It's at 1 p.m. UK time kickoff. And streamable on Bet365. And to qualify for that, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Sign up with the bonus code FP365. For this game, we have actually gone for an under 2.5 goals tip, and our correct score prediction is going to be Getafe 0, Atletico Madrid 1.
Yes, moving on to Real Madrid in 3rd, who takes on Rayo Vallecano in 7th. This game kicks off Sunday, 9th of March, 3:15 UK time. And once again, visit footballpredictions.net to view the local kickoff time, betting odds, team news, broadcast and streaming channels tailored to your location for this game. Now, one channel where you can watch it is Bet365. In order to qualify for the streaming, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. And when you do, please join with the bonus code FP365. Now, for this game, we are going with a narrow home win for Real Madrid. We're going with a Real Madrid win, both teams to score prediction, and a correct score of 2-1.
Also on Sunday, it's Athletic Bilbao, who are up in 4th. Tight at the top, taking on Mallorca in 8th, and it's on at 5:30 p.m. on the 9th of March, that's UK time, and you can watch it streamed on Bet365. To qualify for that, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours, and when you join, use bonus code FP365. For this one, we're anticipating a bit of a goal fest. We've gone for an Athletic Bilbao win, and both teams to score, with the correct scoreline of Athletic Bilbao 3, Mallorca 1.
Yeah, moving on to Real Betis in 6th, who takes on Las Palmas in 17th. This game kicks out Sunday, 9th of March at 5:30. Go to footballpredictions.net for your local kickoff time, betting odds, team news, and broadcast and streaming options available in your location. Now, Bet365, you can stream this game, and in order to qualify, all you need is to have a funded account or to place the bet in the last 24 hours. Use bonus code FP365 on sign up for this game. We are going to go with a home win for Betis. Both teams to score prediction and a correct score of 3-1 Betis.
Next up, it's Sociedad taking on, and they're in 9th in the table, taking on Sevilla, who are 12th. It's on Sunday as well, 8 p.m. kickoff, the 9th of March, that's UK time. Stream it on Bet365. To qualify for that, all you need is funds in your account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Sign up with the bonus code FP365. And for this game, we think it's going to be a low-scoring affair, a tight one. We think it's going to be a home win, and we've gone for an under 2.5 goals prediction tip, and correct score is going to be Real Sociedad 1, Sevilla 0.
Yes, and finally, to cap off this fixtures for this match week in La Liga, we've got Espanyol in 15th, who takes on Girona in 13th. This game kicks off Monday, 10th of March at 8 o'clock UK time. And once again, you go to footballpredictions.net. You'll find the localized kickoff time, odds, TV channels, and streaming services for this match. Now, for this game, we're going to go with an away win for Girona, under 2.5 goals, and a correct score, 1-0 Girona.
Again, live streaming is available on Bet365, and use the bonus code FP365 during the sign-up process. To qualify, all you need is funds on your account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. Full details are available on the Bet365 website, 18+ Gamble Aware.
Yes, and in the description area of this podcast, you'll find links to the games we've just been discussing, or simply visit footballpredictions.net. That's where you can have a look at the online sources to see the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, team news, our predictions for different betting markets, as well as the latest offers and odds.
So you're aware, we produce football podcasts across several competitions in addition to this one, and you can hear them at podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you source your podcasts from, like YouTube, Apple, and Spotify. That is all for this time, and thank you for listening. Until the next one, it is...
Adios.
Adios, amigo.